I have to admit it. As a consumer, I love a great deal. Now, I'm not the type of person who will buy just anything. I'm pretty sensible when it comes to spending. But I will say that when I'm presented with a good discount or a great offer that it makes no sense not to take it, I do feel more compelled to buy. So discounts do work. If they didn't, businesses wouldn't offer them as much as they do. But here's the thing. Businesses that use discounts as a key part of their sales strategy, they tend to either A, have a plan that is based on doing a high volume of business, or B, they have a longer game that they're playing with their overall sales plan, and they're just using the discount to kind of reel the customers in. Now, make no mistake, there's nothing wrong with that. It works. But you definitely have to know your numbers and make sure you stay in the black, or at least know when you will move from red to black. Now, in my opinion, there is one huge downside of using discounting as your main strategy, and this is it. So if people only want to buy from you when you're offering a discount because they're so used to getting discounts, then it will be hard to raise prices or to not offer the expected discounts down the line if you find that you need or want to do that for your business. And using discounts as a primary ongoing sales strategy, you have to be careful because it can become a slippery slope. Think of it this way. The second lowest priced business doesn't stay in business for long. Okay? If you're the second lowest priced business, you're not the lowest priced business anymore. So if you cannot or are not willing to offer the lowest prices on the market, and if you're not willing to dip deeper to protect your lowest price title, if a competitor tries to out-discount you, you may not want to go down the discounting path, at least not in the traditional sense of it. So there's this kind of a different mentality you have to take on. I think it was Russell Brunson that I heard it from, and he basically said that the smartest sales pricing strategy, is to maintain your price for your main product. And then you add other things of value to quote unquote sweeten the deal for the customer so that even though the widget that you're selling is exactly like the one from the shop across the street or, you know, the other online business that's your main competitor, people will actually want to buy it from you even if it's a little more expensive than your competitors. And it's because in their minds, they're getting the other things that you added, which makes them feel like they're getting more value, more valuable things from you than from your competitor. So I think that's kind of a super smart way to do business. You think about it as if your main product costs, you know, $20, that's what you want to sell it for, and your competitor is trying to, you know, they've just cut prices and they want to sell it for $15. Well, you can keep your price at $20, but add something of value that helps to complement that product, that helps your customer to better use that product or something else that they might want to use along with the product. You have to think about what can you add to it, to your deal, that won't cost you very much, but that will bring value to your customer. So that's a way to kind of, it's discounting because you can say that you're adding these other things in and you're throwing them in and you're giving them to them for free, which depending on how you write out your math for your, you know, your product, if your product is $20 and if you, the things that you're offering them, you know, would cost $5 or $10 each, but you're not charging them for it, they are getting a discount. You know, so you just kind of have to think through how you're posing your pricing for things and, you know, consider not discounting things, but adding more value, unless you're willing to be that gladiator that's going to keep driving those prices low, 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 and you're willing to stay there. If you're not going to defend your title as the lowest price provider, then, you know, may want to steer clear of discounting and, you know, give the added value strategy for pricing a try. Pretty smart, right? I think so. I thought so when I heard it. Anyway, so that's why I'm passing it along to you. Each one teach one, right? All right, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.